calling Tom.
I'm calling.
Hold on, hold on.
Is it targeting me? I'm calling. Fucking lawsuit. I'm calling. Trying to target my fucking head. I don't speak Spanish. The government. I don't speak Spanish. The rape of my child. Calling Tony the fuck off the rape, attempted murder. And I don't speak Spanish. Snapping my fucking, you think you're funny. I remember everything. You're fucking nothing. The Hernandezes aren't fucking shit. The Hernandezes aren't shit. And they're guilty. I'm not. You sound stupid. Threaten rape. Rape. Act like you could do whatever the fuck you want to me. Attempted murder. Everything online on Google got proof. And with that alone, I fucking deserve a lawsuit. For all my rights violated. Not the fucking Hernandez. Go to Mexico and eat shit. Nothing you target images of. Like Tom Brumman standing in front of people. Don't give a fuck. People don't give a fuck when it's a murder. When all your rights are violated. You look fucking so dumb. They deserve to get kicked in the mouth like the horse shit they smell like. Targeting me. The Hernandez are going to jail. I'm telling them everything too. Go to jail stalking me. Illegal by law. Disability laws protect me. Victim law. I'm a security guard. They're immigrants. And my case. And what happened to another soldier. How he was shot in the head by cops. And how many soldiers have almost been killed. And family. You're going to fucking prison. There's no fail to investigate again, like an image of Tom Brumman, like I'm punking him. Yeah, right. I'm wrongfully convicted. I'll punk Tom Brumman. I had ineffective counsel. You are a criminal. USA should have been there. My psychiatrist should have been there. Investigation should have been done. For me to prove that you were at a bar drunk, you should have been out of fucking jail. And in immigration, acting like you can be a threat to society in Mexico, or like you even look the part. You know what the part looks like, because I'll send all of you back. I don't give a fuck. You're rapists. You're stalkers. You're stupid. You abide by no American law. And I have so much more proof of attempted murder. You're not special in stalking from Mexico to murder. Because of cops, corrections, and attorney. And setting up the rape of children leading to murders of kids. To think you come up with some story with TDC. And to cover for prostitutes. Covering for prostitutes and criminals. Every police work. Every fucking police report. Protection order, breach of contract. They should have been investigated. And none of them are going to get into it. You wish they gave a fuck about you wanted to hear your fucking ratchet, trashy-ass, sociopathic mouth move and how you think you force somebody to have magical sex with you. How you think you have superpowers. The whole reason that people put your fucking sick fucks in prison for the rest of their life in a padded fucking room. And I'm calling the mental hospital. And I'm calling Center for Healthcare Services to get an email to organized murder and rape of a child and reporting it. And because of who? Quit targeting me because I don't even talk like that. And it's my family. The Hernandezes deserve to get kicked in the mouth. You can't know me or my family. And I'm giving away all those stupid, trash fucking criminals' names. Tell them I want them in prison. They're sick in the fucking head. And the sheriff. And cops. linking it to murders of kids. You're gonna look stupid. Murders of kids and telling them where I work, what elementary school. So I told the hospital before what y'all did, and he said, thank you for telling to better take care of soldiers from American GI from when I went there from there. Now I'm gonna tell them about attempted murder. Still trying so hard for Bear County to say, screaming, thank you for your services. There's no services to thank me for when you set up the rape of kids for crack whore. Because earlier in my podcast, thank you for your services. They look stupid. Why didn't you set up the rape of a mom based on trying so hard to make trash people fighting in a bar look like a murder? How many more soldiers you murder? Lying for trashy Mexicans from Mexico who are criminally negligent. Murdering military families. They think they're special, but TDCJ, they represent nothing. They look fucking stupid in public. Threatening to kidnap. Threatening to kill. Online threatening to rape kids. So bold, even the sheriff. Get linked to murders of children. I'll post the pictures from the elementary school. For Jubilee Highland Hills and tell them this is what somebody looks like when they try to use someone to kill at this school. And cops come to my work, setting it up. And even the sheriff know. They want to kill your kids. They'll do anything to kill your kids. Kill your kids and then kill the security guard that turns it in. Targeting me, black boy, you're still targeting me? And what they resort to thinking, like, I remember from the beginning, in, like San Antonio, and the man. I'm a veteran, mom. I deserve a lawsuit. Trying to mock for cops from Bear County for their criminal who could never have a word to say, for Mexicans who were never thought of, for a made-up story I don't have to lie, military prison character witness statement I have, training I have from the military, research to show what they do in fucking prison. You brainwash program medical mental disability. You try to brainwash for sex. You try cops in Bear County that don't fucking matter. Still trying to rape. I have a daughter. And me and her, my case is not your fucking business. Right in the mental hospital. Give me your fucking name. Like you have something to mock. Mexicans can fucking talk to me a day in their life. You couldn't talk to me a day in your life. And people I talk to would laugh. Cops aren't worth shit from Bear County. Corrections aren't worth shit. Telling them how you try to force prostitution of children and post it online. You need to be in a fucking mental hospital for the rest of your life. A psychosexual sociopath. Even the sheriff does. Like, you have something to prove in Bear County. You have nothing to prove because your cops have been reported. Like, they're disgusted. Like, they control anything. The way I'm targeted, they wish they were arrogant. And for so long because they got exposed online. A security guard. You can't touch. And the government doesn't teach lessons to murder. You were never fucking wanted. That's the thing, you will never be one. Anything the government targets to try to make you look arrogant, you're pathetic because they're so fucking ugly. They're ugly. Try to force you for sex. And the government tries to target like you're prostituting, and they're by law the prostitute. And I could press charges. You know, police reports me. You never thought of wanted, needed, or liked. You never will be an example of shit because you're so fucking ugly. You know, my people are my people, military. Nobody even dare look at you. These are the kind of people who use people for sex. They're not even handsome. They're not even anything. Prolonged attempted murder for years. Since I got here, I was in Angleton for a few months. And then I came to San Antonio. That's ever this. Been trying to murder for years. For years. I'm owed a lawsuit. Nobody cares about your Mexican heritage. Nobody's scared of Mexico. Attempted murder for cops. Set up kidnapping. Rape of a child, rape of children. Another mother ain't almost murdered. Murdered. But TDCJ, you sound fucking dumb. Faggots aren't wanted. They try to act hard and try to threaten you. Reported 4 years ago, never seen again. Your crack whores reported. TDCJ reported. You're a coward. You would never, you sound fucking stupid trying to, what they resort to from where they started. Amen! And the way that they're trashed down from Bear County. Never in my life, and none of us from Lubbock grew up like that, and you have nothing to prove by thinking you do something to us. I reported him for sexual harassment. Get sued. Go to jail. You know, you own no profession. You're a rapist. And I'm not Mexican. You can't use any fucking thing on me. You couldn't do shit to my family. And I'm writing tops. I'm writing tops. And I'm reporting for children. What you thought you tried to claim you were going to set up the murder of children. Murder of children. I have the pictures. I have everything. And what somebody looks like whenever they're a veteran mom targeted at their school to kill kids. After being a smirk on the face of an ex-cop who hired. You look stupid. None of you scare people in the government trying to murder for them. You have nothing to prove. Because nobody would be fucking scared of you a day in their life. Writing everyone I can from Texas Workforce Commission for military. Targeting from the government. You mean you made me, I'm here. Nobody gives a fuck about you. No one gives a fuck about you. Walter was there. His character witness statement will be written. He was in prison 10 years. He knows every fucking thing. And in everything that people go through. And how it's posted on the internet. You were never wanted, son of a bitch. You're so fucking ugly. Trying to target me ugly and expensive. I deserve a lawsuit in Lubbock. You wish you set up the rape, the murder of a rape victim targeting expensive. You don't have fucking rights. You don't have rights. TDC just wants to force sex. The cheapest way you think you can force sex with women is with the government. Right, calling in favors for crack whores. Crack whores that are easy to fuck because everybody can put the fucking penis of a mouth in the mouth of a Bear County inmate. Even a dyke will fuck them. You're fucking dirty ass people. All of them. Reporting you. Lying, you son of a bitch. I hope the sheriff gets fucking charges. I'm going to keep writing as many people as I can. Attempted murder. And TDCJ. And I'm writing everyone. More people. You rely on the government helping you have sex with people. Brainwash them for sex. Try to have... Nobody would fuck you. They're so fucking ugly. You're so fucking ugly. Trying to target ugly and expensive. I'm owed a lawsuit and I'm not a prostitute. Attempted murder. Attempted murder of more soldiers. Murders of soldiers. You're stupid when you think you protect and serve in this fucking world. Bear County and TDCJ. And nobody needs a fuck. You wish in this motherfucking world. I'm going to fucking shame you and I'm writing everybody to press fucking charges. I wouldn't let you fucking touch me a day in my fucking life. I wouldn't let you touch me a day in my fucking life. I don't give a fuck. You couldn't rely on the government doing something to force somebody to be attracted to you. There's such an embarrassment in ways. You're fucking sickly. My ex-boyfriend's a veteran. We don't have to rape each other. We don't have to rape each other. There's not shit the government could offer to make somebody fucking attracted to you. And law enforcement, corrections, and attorney. The same thing to children. I'm writing everywhere. The same thing to children. And I'm not a child, you son of a bitch. You could only wish to try to murder soldiers with Donald Trump. You could only wish. You could only wish in this fucking world to murder soldiers in a case where they're criminally negligent at a bar. And it's all their fault, and we're protected by USAA. Because USAA said there's not anything they could do to me. San Antonio and TDCJ said I murdered a soldier. Every statement of every almost attempted murder of a soldier from American GI form will be written. Every stalking, even of children. Cops set up the kidnapping of kids. Kids. You came to my work. You look fucking dumb. And I'm still being charged? Who the fuck you think you are? Prostitutes get exonerated. Prostitutes. I would never be a prostitute. You couldn't force me to be a prostitute thinking you take advantage of me for anything. Are you fucking stupid? Wanting to force kids for prostitution, exploiting addresses of children online, in the process of murder of soldier, in the process of murdering soldier. Act like you did something tough. When I'm wrongfully convicted, you dumb fucking, they should have been in jail and the accident would never happen. And whenever USAA says that, and Donald Trump tries to kill soldier, you look fucking stupid. And he was contacted. And there's nobody arrogant from Mexico. Arrogant from Mexico. And killing soldiers when we're represented. That means we are represented by USAA. We're criminals, stupid criminals from a bar. Can't retaliate in something they caused. Because the accident would never happen had you been in fucking jail. You don't get sympathy. You don't get sympathy from any fucking one. From anyone. How would you feel? Go to the man who hit you in the head with a bottle before they go after soldiers. It's all their fault the accident happened. Nothing is my fault. So you look like fucking pathetic cowards. You're fucking cowards. Targeting you, like it's Mexican talk. I'm from a soldier. There wouldn't be shit for you to say because there's worse cases around the world where people are murdered, not where an innocent first third party is unaware of trash kicked out of a bar to walk drunk in the road, and your friends not pick you up, your brother laughs saying you had it coming, overly intoxicated, hitting the head with a bottle in a fight you initiated where you should have been in fucking jail. And soldiers are protected completely, meaning you can't do shit to us. So Donald Trump, you have to hear from USA. Because I know TDCJ don't have to fucking hear from USA. You look fucking dumb trying to kill a mom for them. Kill soldiers. Rape kids. So that they can lie in a no-fault accident, manipulate charges in the system, lie for crack whore, set up the rape of kids. Of a veteran mom in mental health. Who wasn't a part of the criminal activity in a bar at all, where they should have been arrested and just went out to say happy birthday. So nothing is my fault. Absolutely fucking nothing. And all my people say, something could have happened to you. They're not worried about you. Because an accident wouldn't have fucking happened had you not been in fucking immigration. The slightest deportable crime needs to be reported so they get deported. Because these people are so sick that they do so much that they never get caught for, or so much on the side end. The type of people think they teach lessons. Until one was taught to you, you were hit in the head with a fucking bottle. Like, people like that don't deserve to go to fucking jail the rest of their life. No matter what the fuck you look like. You're like dummy criminals who fucking... I heard they're stupid fucking... You're not so hard, you're not so scary, you're not so bold, you're not so strong. Mexico can eat shit. Tell USAA you helped Mexico set up mass human trafficking of children in a no-fault accident. Trashy-ass corrections. Trashy-ass Bexar County cops. Trashy-ass attorney. Using a soldier's case. A soldier, I'm a soldier. I'm an honorably discharged soldier. But the second a crack whore gets a hold, wants to call you, want to set up trafficking of women and kids. Then murders of children by covering up what you initially wanted to do to make your crack whore seem famous when they're fucking ugly ass, trashy ass people anybody could sleep with. that nobody gives a fuck to hear, because women are being raped, kids are being raped, soldiers almost killed, veterans killed. Tell USAA, who represents a veteran in a no-fault accident, who's not a fucking whore, Donald Trump, none of us are, and more are dead. Tell them, tell USAA, that you represent USAA now for Mexico. Tell them publicly. Say it publicly. Say it publicly. Now, Hernandez don't get a voice. You wish it was a horse dick for you to ride on to fucking speak in a soldier's life. Tell USAA that my identity was stolen in Georgia, California, New York, all over Texas. And you set up a veteran to manipulate a case in a no-fault accident where I'm represented by USAA. He said, it's not my fault. There's not anything anyone can do to me or soldier. You set up soldiers to be murdered for people from Mexico. You set up to murder with Mexico. Set up sex trafficking with Mexico. Murders of mothers, rape of children, and they cover that up and now murder children. Because you're cowards and won't tell the fucking truth to the news so all schools are aware, because I would have been the fucking one. I called our both in you. I would have been the one to tell it. But they covered it up. You know, they want your kids murdered like they wanted our kids taken advantage of, but not their criminals. They did everything for crackheads. For crackheads who demand respect, that you respect them, because when you don't and you call them junkies for what they are, like, no junkie, you can't have a cigarette. No junkie, you can't live with me. No junkie, you can't have a dollar. No junkie, you can't have the fillings in my teeth. You can't have a nugget off my kid's plate. You can't have a ride in my fucking car or stay in my fucking home. Because that's how they, you know, no one in this world has the time to tell them no like that. You go to fucking jail for breathing on the wrong fucking person because you're not meant to be alive. So many kids are being raped now, stemming from the initial lie for crackheads. Changing the course of events because I turned a bitch in. All of them. They wish they were so smart. They look so fucking dumb. Tell USAA. Or you're going to tell USAA, you're not USAA. I'm Donald Trump. I'll kill any soldier in National Veterans Outreach Force. I'll kill any soldier in American GI Force. I'll set up to kill any soldier in the VA. I'll set up to kill any soldier in Family Endeavor. Because I'm helping cops, corrections, and attorneys murder soldiers and set up the rape of their children and family. Tell them. Tell them. And act like in a country of no fear of retaliation act, especially sirs from another country, to retaliate and call us to threaten our lives. You know, giving out soldiers' phone numbers. You know, posting on Google soldiers' and veterans' addresses. You know, their kids' information, giving out information on what radio station they live. You know, for cop corrections and attorneys to set up the rape of children, murders of souls. Tell them. Prolonged preoccupation of murder for years while you move on and on the fucking news like nothing happened, and I should have been already had a fucking normal lawsuit or exoneration because I deserve full compensation as a grown woman. Nobody can use, nobody can touch, nobody can threaten it. All the way reverting back to you're still not wanting to follow crack whore. And that's from me and the black girl that's sitting next to me who didn't give a fuck about me. No one gives a fuck about you, crackhead. They think they're so bold in the capacity of someone where they can be crackhead to crackhead, crack mouth, and gossip with heroin addict junkie breath. And rely on the officers that help them with, and prostitutes. Acting so bold to, you know, promise to get help from corrections and set up the rape of kids and soldiers. Go back to where you belong, nowhere. Go back to where you fucking belong, because I deserve a lawsuit only. And nothing of what you thought you were is real, because you're not a fucking woman. You're barely alive, bitch. When people find out that kids of all races are set up to be raped because of female, even people from other countries, you deserve to be kicked in the fucking mouth when you get found like that, you stupid bitch. Targeting to torture my mouth.
You would never fucking live with me, bitch. You're gonna get kicked in the fucking mouth. Trying to murder. Murder. And they have multiple victims, habitual offenders that threaten to rape. 4-7 for sex. All the statements, they have criminal charges for it. Quit trying to murder and target for Bexar County. You're not so fucking hard. No one's a child, you son of a bitch. We go to schools. I'm a fucking innocent person. How many years trying to fucking murder for them? Murder for them. You don't force me out of my resources, you son of a bitch, for a fucking immigrant from Mexico. You're stupid. I'm gonna ride fucking everywhere, you son of a bitch. You're fucking lowlife. Trying to rape kids, kill veterans. Thinking they're special for some fucking crack whore. Nobody finds you anything, you fucking bitch. You're a fucking desperate lowlife. How you try to fucking pour sex, how you look embarrassing and shameful. How you get exposed online, how you don't teach lessons and no one wants to fuck you. How they look when they're at elementary. They're sexual, deviated, trashy cops. They look fucking sickening and no one's scared to turn you in. It's not even white cop. Targeting me. No Mexicans get such soldiers ever again. Targeting me. You never were meant to touch so many. The government helps you fuck them. That's what makes you sick to me. It's a sick feeling. And they're so fucking disgusting. And the way they look, and now that I'm aware, the way that they look in their eyes expecting what is being done to you to have force and attraction for them to be attracted. For you to be attracted to them for some reason or have sex. And it doesn't work, and when it doesn't, they look so sick in the fucking head, and they know it, and they know it, and they know it. You would never be worth fucking touching a one of us or being around our fucking children. You're so fucking disgusting. And I'm being murdered. I'm not being murdered, targeted. But you're setting up the rape of our kids, the murder of military, brainwashing of children, lying for crack whores, to manipulate everything. To cover for people in prison who say, yeah, my boyfriend, ex-boyfriend raped my 6-month-old baby, but he still loves me though. You know, criminal. To cover for them, because nobody snitches, no snitching guys. Like you scare people when you talk, back to fucking prison. That's how sick in the head females are, that's how sick in the head men are. For exposing the fact that their girlfriends are like, yeah, I caught my boyfriend, my Mexican gay man boyfriend, having sex with a toothbrush in his ass and jacking off at the same time. You know, I want to know how I use a mascara. That's what they're covering for, from a lease of information of what they really are and how unfit for society. To kill an innocent victim, they just need to leave the fuck alone. You're fucking sickly. You couldn't touch me a day in your life. You deserve to. There's no smell of marijuana. I'm not a young punk. I'm not a child for even releasing information. I know other stories where they're grown fucking people. Let me go post that. They think Bexar County thinks they didn't have a female martyr for releasing how sickly fucking disgusting a race is. And she said, yeah, my dad's having sex with my daughter. What are you wearing a rosary to reading a Bible? Son? They're fucking dirty ass kinds of people that go to fucking prison. They're trashy. You're all trashy. And I don't talk to fucking Mexicans. Act like you're something. Act like you're something. Don't tell black girls because you gossip and complain from the trashiest fucking race and the trashiest fucking city. Doesn't matter what big old city you're from or the talentless trash of the world that gets fucking jealous of people who need everything. Tell them that you're gossiping crack mouth. Is there for a crack prostitute because your trashy family would do anything to fuck other people's kids and other people, races of other people's kids, or who they're gonna facilitate having kidnapped. I hope you get murdered in prison. And they're still charging me. I'm not a child. I'm not shit to Sheriff Salazar. You couldn't claim my fucking heart. I told my veteran home I was staying in. You're sort of disgraceful in this fucking world. Trying to do something to somebody who don't give a fuck that they exist and they live in their military, so they know for a fact I don't. And certain things I'm not gonna say right now, but you're so pathetic you could only wish to fucking touch any of us. They're targeting me and I'm not a child. I'm trying to say lean like a cholo and I've never heard that shit a day in my life. No one cares if you have. And the ways I target these desperate attempts at this point is still from Bear County. Target on my head in a Via bus. A mother they've tried to murder since 2015. And kids they've tried to set up to be raped for crack whore. Nobody gives a fuck how you're because trashy ass people don't grow up. Covering for trashy people, Jodi Arias couldn't fucking give a story how she grew up. Leave it up to Bear County thinking they get in for crackheads. You want to know how they grew up and they have a mouth that fits your dick? And people are supposed to care? Nobody gives a fuck. They're desperate for attention. You instill no fear. How many years have I been targeted? Nobody wants to hear how the fuck you grew up. What the fuck you end up as a cop? Who's fucking, what gang members you fuck? Who you think you are no matter what family? What security agency you think you are? What you think you act like and go play along with to make yourself seem wanted and murder someone? What crackheads fucking think they have stories? Nobody gives a fuck to know you. Nobody gives a fuck to hear you. Nobody cares when you cry. They get in for the trashiest, grossest people in the fucking world. And don't feel sorry for when it's time to set up your innocent kids for them. Nobody gives a fuck about your Bear County Sheriff's Department uniform. About your Bear County jail. Anything for a crack whore who helped them set up the rape of children. Raping kids. To set up the rape of fucking kids so they get some perk from the government that still nobody gives a fuck when you smile. You look like a fucking clown in uniform. I'm gonna call the Texas Guard. What year were you put at the border? Versus what year this dumb motherfucking attorney could see a lie to my daughter's father about homicide? Cops threatened to kill. What would you do if somebody that big kidnapped you? My daughter threatened to be raped and kidnapped because of a prostitute. Attorney prostitute lying to my daughter's father about criminal charges that are not real? While my murder, suicide, and my daughter's kidnap set up all over the state. Rape of children, too. How many children's stories do you think you have in news stories from 2015 and now with Bear County? With kids kidnapped. Kids. Sex trafficking of children. Stemming from crack whores of Bear County. Bear County crackhead. Crackhead. They look so fucking dumb when they talk and they're told. They think they teach you lessons with correction. And with cops. And with attorney. How many children? What year did Texas Guard get at the border? So what year did Mexico call? They're so sick in the fucking head. You're still trying to target. You're dumb. Because if I'd have known that when I met you, you would, or kind of cop you were or would be, I would never want to know you. Because they're sick in the head. And all that you thought would do to me to make you seem special, you're not even thought of. You're not thought of. And I come from a class in the military, you wouldn't claim we're these things. That you try to make it seem like I would be like, don't stalk me, you'll get charged. Don't request me on Facebook. Don't ask me questions. Because nobody fears you because you fuck prostitutes or gang members or you help drug dealers or you used to be a cop. You know, there are people who go to prison who aren't even so as disgraceful as what you are. Covering for the most disgraceful shit to fucking live this earth and so meaningless that when they all go to prison, no one cares. To try to kill people who have jobs, homes, vehicles, kids, custody court, who are at work, because they can't beg us for shit. They mean nothing. To kill people who have homes, vehicles, family, because they're trashy fucking people. No, you scare no one. You call no one a junkie who's military, you're for junkie. You try to force drugs on, therefore, they're junkies. You can't even claim to be us because you're lying. They wish, they get obsessed. Stay with your fucking stupid ass family. Ain't nobody scared. Target me to seem like these people are scary. It's such a joke from the beginning to the end, like their gossip that comes out their diseased mouth. Like, She wants everybody to be her girlfriend. I'm one of the ones trying to fuck everybody with diseases. And I am in therapy, and I left the disabled boyfriend, not one godly pen pal to fuck for money. Now, you're all so disgraceful. It's a fucking laughing stock. I am a veteran who deserves an exoneration. I didn't commit a crime that never happened, and that's not from San Antonio. You know, a real crime, not like fingering a baby. Or fucking a kid. You know, those things. And it's from a city of people where that's what you grow up in. And your mommies and daddies. And your the people they segregate, they associate with in prison. And then they're followers, or they're like the dumbest person. Thinking they protect each other while they're having fucking sex, a fucking nasty bag sex with a sister in Christ. Ooh, you're such the innocent. You're such the innocent product. You think you ruined mine. Well, I'm a completely innocent person, like a triple homicide. That never happened. Or gossiping about homicide, you're going to teach lesson for it. You're going to get murder sympathy because you're not the recidivist. You cover for the crack of the prostitute who murdered her daughter. Murdered her daughter. Best friends of all trashy ass people. Went in, trashy came out. Trashier and trashier every year. Because they're trashy people. Act like you cover for trashy people and represent the innocent part. Cover for everything. Represent what the Innocence Project is. The Innocence Project. The Innocence Project. Because I wouldn't know you. I don't have to. I'm military. We're different people. Nobody from the military goes to prison. Like, why haven't I been Mexican my whole life? You can't fucking target to brainwash somebody to think you're something versus the military, because I have everything I need. And I had everything I needed. And all my support. And in Lubbock, did all my own paperwork. Did all my own phone calls. Did all my own everything. And they support me. You wanted to murder. And you're still trying. Based on murder alive. You get no just Miss Royce's daughter murdered, stabbed 20 times by one of the fucking criminals they're covering for. And all the trashy associates to rape kids, to threaten to rape women. There's no prison reform for you, no rehabilitation. The sickness, you're fucking sickly, psychosexual, pedophile associate. And then the cops turn to that, correction turn to that, attorneys, and that's who they have sex with and help, and they're raunchy ass dummies. They're dummies. They're dummies. They're dummies. They're fucking dummies. And you don't get, nobody's gonna ask you about your life, you stupid bitch. You don't insult the intelligence of fucking Mrs. Royce. You're gonna be famous somehow. You're so fucking dumb wanting murder sympathy. You want murder sympathy for a case from another county where no murder never happened. To murder someone for prostitutes claiming murder, and now and then all you gossiping thereafter are wearing her asshole on your mouth. Because they never shut the fuck up. And how many years later you're still trying to murder like you deserve something? You are criminally negligent. You're from Mexico. You're lucky you can go to jail, get deported. You're meant to go to jail out committing a crime. I wasn't. It would have never happened. And I just said, happy birthday. End of story. I know so many more cases where you couldn't talk to them either, claiming anything. I didn't murder you. Go to the place where you had a bar fight, because then you both go to jail. You both go to jail. If you wish somebody could label me a snitch in a case you're not shit, go do that to a triple homicide that got examined. Because nobody murdered anyone. I am a third-party victim. You're lucky you're not in, like, East, you're like, Afghanistan getting fucking run over by a Humvee. Since they think they're, you know, criminals. I'm the innocent victim. And you don't target me from the government for any military conversations or any conversations with professional people who say whatever the fuck they want to say. Professional people, because when they're told about my accident all 4 years, at least something didn't happen. You're lucky something didn't happen to you. I'm the third party victim. They are criminal without being criminal. In a dram shop law case where they would have been fucking sued. And I was in the psychiatrist and I didn't cause it. And I was at home and I was sober. And I said happy birthday and I left. I wouldn't have to lie. And there's no lie to kick in trying to make me sound ignorant. I have so many professional and proper support that I'm not worried about what you thought you could do to me for reasons you don't have and lessons you don't teach. You're not targeting me to ruin my body, my breath.
TDCJ, you don't wish your life. Because
I turn
into
a trash on police work. Get charges. Because of what they try to do to me, and I'm wrongfully convicted of the government. So all cheap and expensive, or so all these things to degrade me and shame me. I'm a veteran
you
mom, and all he did was let me bar or let me have gas.
A veteran mother and child.
Nobody
knows what happened.
I was an allied
you
university.
Control no one. Motherfucker looks
you
so sick. You
get sued.
No one's child. What the fuck could be?
You get
You'll
sued.
You come out the fucking prison.
You get fucking
veteran...
sued and get charges, motherfucker. There ain't shit to teach me for you. Don't even fucking try to talk to people like me. None of your fucking kind. I don't need a fucking association. Because at the time that other things were happening, you don't say I can do a trade because I don't need to know you either. And luckily I got paid from Allied. So don't fucking associate to me, you son of a bitch. There's no do-over. There was never meant to be a first time no one set you up. You don't even look the part to claim this because only certain people can claim that. And I'm a veteran, Mom. You don't fucking touch me. He can't have a picture of my breast, never sent one. You can't think that I'm going to play along with being forced to like you. 40 years ago, you're no example. They're fucking ugly people. Now I have beautiful associates. And you don't try to target me like you control that. To retaliate for trash that was turned to fucking would never be wanted. And that's me, because you never had my associations in your fucking life. Looks stupid, because when a non-disclosure agreement's put in, and I'll find a JAG attorney. A military attorney. A military attorney. You can't touch me, use me. Rate me, like me, need me, want me. Police support, protection order, breach of contract, and military help. Can't kill me, can't justify, can't talk to me. Can't talk about me, can't use my identity, can't request to know me. Nobody cares how you feel. I was at home on the internet, end of story. You don't get to try to compare is to anybody, anything of the secret account. You can't try to have used me from then, from 2015 till now. Or my daughter. Or my family. Honorably discharged. Or my VAID. Or any military or military hospital. End of story. You don't retaliate. You don't stalk my daughter. Stalk my family. You don't use them, set them up in between. Ruin their marriages, ruin their jobs, ruin everything. Take advantage of my mother, my father, my aunts, my uncles, my grandparents. The same thing, my daughters. My battle buddy. Anything about me. Anything about me as American. Any fucking thing. You don't get to... all the thousands of things I study on YouTube protected thousands of people. From poetry to Yale University to psychologists to psychiatrists to everything military to all music to country to everything. Nothing. You can't use me for nothing. That includes probably theirs, who died. Everything can be checked. Because you don't tell me what the fuck to do, Bear County. Tell me how to fucking do, what to do, when to do it. You don't intervene in my life, my visitation. You don't try to kill on parole. You don't plan what crack whore so that all those recorded phone calls can be requested. You don't threaten me. You don't act like I owed you something. You don't try to use me on disability meds trying to act like I ever cared. Trashy existence when you could claim something from someone like that who never wanted you. And who's not gay, you were never meant to know me. Your whole existence mimics that. All of them involved. that think they're directly, you think you threatened my daughter or me. Anyone from my unit who was in the army with their family, use any of us. With your trashy ass shit you do from the justice. And you're from Mexico, you don't teach me shit. I'll get military servicemen protection orders for purposes only I could explain now of things that happen that are none of your business. For reasons you can't justify from another country. I don't need your racial, religion, or sexual orientation. I don't need shit from you. My daughter's biracial. You don't get to fucking violate any part of me. You don't get to kidnap my daughter. At all. Pretty much kidnapped right now. The worst parental alienation in the fucking world. Based on crack whore lies and homicide luck. You know, defamation of character, slander, infliction of emotional distress, claiming you have that, saying I threatened to kill you. The justice system full of shit, and so are you trying to use a victim like me. Because you weren't so corrupt after all. When you think you're corrupt, or you think you're something, you leave me the fuck alone. And your trashy prostitutes aren't wanted. And that would be protection for my whole class, proving none of you are wanted. And any of our names, any of our picture, any of our family, any of our business. Nothing. Nothing about us, obsessed trash. Obsessions you have, they'll put you away for life, bitch. And nobody gives a fuck that you OD'd on heroin. Try to act like your life's in danger. Nobody's been obsessed with you your whole life, and it's proven. You're fucking gross fucking people. I'm not a child. That's not a word of a child. It's just the truth being told to your fucking face, so you, when you're in society, you're not what you think you are. You stupid, ratchet, low-life, easy bitch. And you can't associate to my fucking daughter. Or any little kids in an army uniform all around the world. Or anything to do with me. You can't rape us cops, corrections, and insurance. You can't even expect to be associated. Because people don't have those expectations. They're only rapists. Because if I don't look at you, talk to you, want you, need you, I talk to my own kinds of people. And nothing about targeting me to make me seem like you makes me like you, because I'm nothing like you. Per psychology, per victims, right, per psychologist. I'm not a drug addict, prostitute, alcoholic. I'm not anything, but I'm not in your business. You know, people, a lot of people, millions of people all over the world are not your fucking business. I was with Walter. He's black. Oh, wow. My daughter's father is black and white, and everything you try to target to make it look like a certain personality I have, I would never have. I lived there. I lived in his home with his family. Are you stupid? And nothing about corrections. I didn't hit on one, didn't sleep with one, didn't sleep with an inmate. You wish you controlled what race I slept with, what race I this. We set up to rape a black girl. To rape a white girl, biracial girl, kids. You don't make any choices for anything the way the government targets. You don't choose shit for me. My daughter's biracial. She's my fucking daughter. My fucking daughter. And you can't bitch say me to death. You're fucking stupid. You're stupid thinking you're a faggot and you'd be wanted. You're fucking stupid to think you're a victim of me being what you are, because when that's analyzed, that's a joke. You're stupid to claim you'd be obsessed by somebody like me. You're a fucking joke. Because everything about you is a joke. You're fucking trashy fucking people. Hey, I'm not from Mexico. I don't have to give a fuck. Go to jail. International law already reported. I don't owe you shit. My family don't owe you shit. Nothing, not a fucking thing. And you target me like you're a military and I'm not to hate us like you. Get the fuck, you can't be offended, bitch, get kicked in the teeth. We are normal American families being taken advantage of. We don't need your fucking guidance, bitch. We're not from fucking Mexico or Mexican. We didn't grow up your ways and we don't wanna. And you don't speak for the military, you stupid ass son of a bitch. What you think is fucking normal in San Antonio versus what you do to military and what you do to think you in the process of taking advantage of us, and what they are is a fucking joke. You have no fucking guidance for no one, no judgments, no words, no fucking anything. I just told Sheriff Salazar, go to fucking Mexico and run for president, you son of a bitch. And take your fucking crack whore crew, because you ain't got shit to say about any military veteran. Nothing. Nothing. And no matter how long I was in or what you say, I'm not your stupid people. You're not military minded. They're the sloppiest shit to have lived this earth, and it can be proven even worse when you go to fuck to jail. And I get a military attorney and a victim fucking advocate like I'm old. Oh, good luck, I'm right. Go to jail. Cause you wish you could try to target somebody to compliment you. You try to have people like don't judge you. You're fucking gross, son of a bitch. There ain't shit you could do to the military. Get you and your immigrants and your fucking families the fuck out of America. Cause you are meant to be complimented. You are meant to be liked. And you wish you could claim the word so judgmental, cause go to the fucking mental hospital and die there. You don't even know what a fucking psychology is. You're fucking trashy ass looking fucking prostitute cops from Bexar County. You would never have get an attraction. You'll never be able to degrade me, shame me, exploit me to make you look like anything worth knowing or scared of or fearful. Or to murder, like don't talk about me. Like when I worked for security and I was at data stream and had a certain conversation. You couldn't say a fucking thing. I'm not your people anyways, you sorry son of a bitch. Are you fucking dumb? I'm from another county. I'm not your race. I'm not attracted to you, never would be, and you're the laughing stock of the fuck up. You are. You don't represent shit. Fucking rapist. You're the rapist. So many of yous go to jail all the fucking time. I'm not going to be targeted for some of yous when none of yous matter to me. You teach no lessons. Nobody wants to have sex with you. You try to rely on the government probably the whole time you were a cop to help you have sex with women you can never touch. How's that feel that everybody knows now? And by the looks of what you look like, they can tell. When they know the truth and they know what to look at, what to look for, what to stay away from, and how nothing about you is fucking interesting or anything you do with human centipede. Not a fucking thing. And you're stupid. I'm an American. There wouldn't be a day in this life I would help Mexicans in Mexico. My family's American. There wouldn't be a day in this life that you could talk to me about my case. Go talk to a team of lawyers on a triple homicide. You weren't even murdered and they wanted revenge. I have a third party who didn't even cause it. And you don't punk people. You don't stalk people. Don't scare people. Don't give a fuck. Go back to Mexico. It's a simple fix. They have a law-abiding citizen. And the domino effect of criminal negligence thing demanding a voice or demanding something. Get fucking deported. Get deported. I don't have to be nice to anyone. Who the fuck are you? Your daughter died, Vanessa Gein? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Because, you know, I grew up knowing black people of all kinds. And you're Mexico. And it's America. You know that? There's certain podcasts, certain things that you shouldn't be associated with at all over the fucking world. At all. You know, people at all. Certain people at all. It's America. I can do what the fuck I want to. Some of you are the dogs of the fucking world that use victims. You use fucking victim. And I have a whole perfect story to shame the fuck out of you. So many. You don't belong here. And you're not victims and shit. You're stupid. There's nothing to say for the fucking Hernandezes. Like I said, I'm on the other side. And I'll contact my old jacket turn. And you don't talk to me at all. And you can't stalk me. It's a deportable crime. You don't teach me a lesson, you don't get in my face, you cause the accident. And then I call USAA. I'm a trauma victim, can't come anywhere near me, and I'll call my psychiatrist. you know, a lot of the things in which you don't have. Because I'm a third party and you were committing a crime and you were on the New Sinaitic Company. Mexico isn't shit to me. You can't contact me at all. I'm an American. You scare nobody. You're a bunch of low-life fucking cowards. You're cowards. You scare no one. You teach no one's victims' families lessons when you sit there helping criminals. And don't act too criminal from the female prison because Bexar County shit don't matter. None of them from Bexar County. And I'm not a gang member, don't need to. I'm from the Army, like the Navy veteran, like the Army veteran family, like the Air Force family, like the other Army. So what you're doing to me, you have no reason because you don't do shit to me like you wouldn't do to them. And it's not my fault. In my case, I'm innocent. Trying to charge me, how does that feel to be marked? Trying to call me a snitch because I write grievances. You know, a lot of the people write grievances. You didn't mark me in a way or you didn't do anything to me in a way that mattered. I don't have to shut the fuck up. I tried to say something. Everything that comes out your fucking mouth is so cheap. Nothing. You're not wanted for sexual control. Nothing. No one. You teach nobody's family's lessons. Like you come from, so all your families can be analyzed, what you come from, what you are. Like mass CPS can't be called on you. Child Protective Services. Texas Health and Human Service for elder abuse, child molestation, setting up rape, everything you thought you could program, or you thought you could talk about this and this is going to happen. Like, you're not the pedophiles of the world wishing it on others and not for your criminal. We're all the innocent ones. Like, that means you don't just have a whole life of deviated everything. Deviated mind. Like, you can't all just be put in fucking prison. My ex-boyfriend's a better brand. You know, he had a, you know, who I dated, he had to go in the hospital with his son. You have a child. He's going through a lot of things. You know, I know a lot of things. And we went through certain things and nothing should be happening. And we're friends anyways. You try to target my people like you fit something else in. You go to jail for being so deviated. Get multiple more victims. You're not wanted at all. You're the trash. I'm not. You're a fucking joke on what you think you do to people. Targeting me? He's a veteran. They do things for ugly fucking cops exposed years ago. Exposed years ago. My breasts, you couldn't ask for a picture for, so then they target me to rip my breast. But it's not me offering the picture, it's them asking for it, and they know what they're doing. Especially when they're told no, when they try to diagnose mental health, when they can tell it doesn't work to make somebody like them. Go sit in your wife's house, your second wife. Go fuck your daughter and Jessica and ask for a picture of her breasts. You know, sleep in separate bedrooms, thinking you're attractive and acting like you watch porn, married again. And that's explains what kind of person you are to a victimologist versus me. Having worked at Child Protective Services and you don't get my tears, you don't get my friendship, you don't get my association. I go back to my people. And don't claim to be my people. If you thought you knew me for a few months or a week and you try to take advantage of everything I own because you're a fucking bum and you get reported. Especially when you're fucking emancipated from everyone who doesn't want you. They're crackheads who think they grow up in San Antonio threatening people their whole life. They're not scary at all. And people get tired of the fact you fucking live. And the fact all you live for so long is fucking funny to have been around. Watch. You're dead to me. You never existed. And everything they think they control you. They think they're stupid fucking people. Think they control you sexually. They're fucking gross. And many people like you around the world have been to fucking prison. Their whole fucking life. I've never wanted you. I remember the reality of associations, no matter how preoccupation of murder, how long it's lasted, you're not wanted. And don't take advantage of me with images from military housing because nobody wanted to have sex with you. Nobody had an association for sex. Now, I'm not somebody who asks for sex or even acts sexual. So don't lie. Target lies make things seem like nothing. You're not an example. Long, long gone, dead and forgotten. All they did is get exposed on the internet. Exposed on the fucking internet for the trash you are. Then you're thought of, wanted, needed, like they do this shit all the time. You know, there's a female investigator, and then boom, 20 cops are in prison. Leave me the fuck alone. You should have never known me or touched me. And there's many people like her. You take advantage in Texas in ways you think that, you know, the government kills for you so it doesn't get exposed. Is that why you try to kill mass rape victim? Who could be wrongfully convicted? Because instead of losing your job, we die? Because it isn't because of me and my county. You can't even blame me and my kid. You got caught in doing what you thought you could kill for. But go join your boys, the human centipede of the boys in blue. The human centipede of the boys in blue, because, you know, real men aren't worried at all. Trying to target medium the sickest mind? No, I don't. I remember everything properly, and you have the sickest mind of the things that you believe. And even what they believe about kids, we're not prostitutes. You are. Women you can't touch aren't prostitutes. You are. I'm not a prostitute at all. At all. And my family's innocent. They're victim. And you try to help crack whore, disgusting gang member, drug dealer. I'm going to kill you if you don't love me or fuck me, families who are all trashy ass people, junkies in prison, all trying to manipulate for their diseases to be cured, and crack whores. You're fucking stupid. Trashy ass murderers who nobody wants and smells like everybody's penis. Did you know I know the truth about the truth about the truth from the truth, and you're just nothing. You don't talk to me because you couldn't say shit. You're a criminal. People go to jail for the rest of their life being what you are. And it should have been said the first time, the bitch would have died in prison. Because I know the truth, and Bexar County's stupid.
So,
hold on. Target me in a way. Shaming them all. Huh? You're shameful in what you've done, not me. I'm contacting all my military friends. They tell them about the exploitation of our pictures and who's been turned off. I'm a psychologist. All who I was with, my associations are all documented, and there's not a cop. You were exposed years ago, and you never wanted, never liked, never needed. And there's a whole bunch of poverty women that are the same as me. Like the cop in Oklahoma, we don't want you, need you, like you, think of you, love you, want to touch you. And I'm exposing it everywhere. In Texas, you don't get to have them set up to be raped, murdered, hung. You know, other people have hung themselves, killed. You know, they want them to kill themselves. They don't let them speak up. You're not even safe in your job. You look like clowns in a uniform whenever they are certain things. It's so pathetic because you can't force people to be attracted to you, fear you, need you, like you, want you. I'm not your racist or anything. And because of your crack whores and how what you do with them, other things happen to others. I'm not from Bexar County. I'm from Lubbock. And there's no such thing as snitching because I'm telling you everything everywhere because you wish you could claim any of their bodies. The extent of what they're trying to target, I'm not a child, I'm not stupid. Everything in prison was documented, written down, and in letters. So I'm not the ignorant one, you are. You know, all kinds of people don't like you, Bexar County Online. All kinds of people. Trying to resort to think you tell me what to do, or tell me what to feel, or tell me what to think. I want to write different kinds of people, and then tell them what you thought you could do, you can't. You don't tell me what to do, what to think, how to feel, like something to feel about you. You're a joke. Nobody even thinks of you. They're trying to kill someone from another county who was in a car wreck they didn't cause. And same kind of case of criminal negligence. The bar gets cited, the people go to jail, and you are liable for, you know, yourselves there. And you can't sue, you're intoxicated, you can't do, you're fighting everything. Nothing's my fault. You're trying to do something from nothing. Well, the extent of things you try to put me through to think you define me only define you. You're stupid. You don't do anything to me. You're the trash. I'm not. You don't exploit families. You are disgusting. You don't get, you got too much attention in the beginning, got turned in. You thought you were going to get more by killing. And whenever you don't, they resort to that. They resort to that in which you don't matter, because even online, other people are saying you don't matter. So quit trying to make it like an issue of me, because it would never be an issue of me. Because you're stupid. You wish everybody just loved you, liked you, needed you, needed to respect you. You're so fucking dumb. It's amazing that you thought you could get away with what you planned on doing. I'm innocent. You know, third party at home while you're out being criminal. Not your case in Bexar County. They're not special in Lubbock County. You know, at all. It takes one flaw in an exoneration. You try to obstruct justice, claiming homicide and accident going 35 miles an hour. You're the fucking joke. You wouldn't have anything to say to any of us at all. You can't even say sloppily made. You got hit in the head with a bottle and you can't see, but you can go get drunk all the damn time. I'm sure they were always out drunk. Fighting drunk. He said he had it coming. You know, those kinds of people. You have nothing, absolutely nothing to fucking do to me. You're trying to make me seem retarded, crazy. I'm going to start writing people on my YouTube list. Get a hold of psychologists, get a hold of everything, every university, everything that I study. I'll get a hold of every poet, everybody, everyone, because what you've done, the extent of things you've done, I'm not stupid, but you are. I can study wherever the hell I want. I was going to join the Texas Guard, Civil Affairs, a lifetime MOS. And they know it. Who the fuck is Bexar County Sheriff Department, Bexar County Jail, or TDCJ to think they can say anything or attorney? To try to target in a way you think you can say something. You don't take my license as anything, my certification. You don't take my daughter. You seem so obsessed with me. When they, like your crack whores who are never going to be wanted. Only I'm owed a lawsuit. Shut the fuck up the way you target from a government facility. None of it's real. None of you are wanted. And the fact my daughter's biracial is none of your business. My daughter only. You Mexicans were never wanted. I didn't even sporadically in my life know them. And I don't know you heroin addict junkie crack whores. Not a day in my life would I know you. And not a day in their life have they ever met someone like me, unless they try to take advantage like they do on every pen pal list crack whore trying to have sugar daddies have sex for. And I don't give a damn about TCJ. You represent nothing. You own no veteran, no case. You scare no one. Targeting from the government. Neither do cops and corrections and attorneys from San Antonio. You own nothing. Nothing. And I don't have to care about a Vanessa again. You wish the whole world gave a damn. There's people who have died that their lives mean more than you, because we didn't die in the trashy situation you did. Or they didn't die. And I don't die. I can say whatever the fuck I want in America, bitch. Get fucking sued for any fucking thing you've done. I never target me. I'm all right everywhere. Kenneth was sick. I'm all right, best friend. What you've done in the process. You're stupid looking. Dummies. You're a joke. You're trying to target me for a fucking case. The other side of the case, you fuck horses for quarter. I'm from America. You can go to that boy's town. They're fucking nasty ass. You took advantage of who? I'm from America. I'm from America. You know where I'm innocent. You're stupid. Are you fucking dumb? Are you dumb? Are you dumb? Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody, go to jail. Report an obsession with my daughter. You have an obsession with my fucking child. I'll report to elder abuse for Texas Health and Human Services. Bexar County cops, corrections, and attorneys don't play fucking games in my life. My daughter, you son of a bitch, ever been a hood rat in my life. You're trash that nobody wants to fuck. I'm not the trash you are. Writing psychologists, psychiatrists, and universities that I have on my YouTube and tell them how they're being exploited. To kill a victim. To kill and murder a victim. A victim. A victim. You're stupid. I'm going to write the attorney for, or the person who put Jodi Arias in prison. You're not a Jodi Arias. You're the trashiest version of every single thing I've said in my whole life. I'll put on police reports for it. Because you facilitate in the rape of kids. And you do it your whole every time you go to prison. I've seen what they do. You look funny. You don't look scary. You're fucking... You wish you could go around telling grown people. I'll find the family of the... They're from... What are they? Arabic? Or they're whatever. I mean, I've worked for people like that. They're good people. And tell them who the fuck's been turned in. You wish I cared. You know, I don't care. You wish a bunch of trashy ass 100-pound crack addict or prostitute could walk around so arrogantly having started the initiation of events that caused TDCJ's justice system to be targeted and organized human trafficking and murder of certain people, suicide. While you're playing a game and a joke and everybody's your buddy. Everybody's your buddy. Nobody's snitching. You can't claim snitch. Nobody in the fucking world wants. Everybody claims snitch on the Mexican who thinks they're suing TDCJ online. Because you're a bunch of fucking trashy people. Trashy personality. Yeah, but this gets told all over the world by many, many people when you try to kill a woman. Because you're some of the most shameful people to live this earth that think you take advantage of innocent victims. I'm an innocent victim. You're not. Simple as that. I've never seen people so fucking stupid in my fucking life. I don't know God to use from a victim that you would get charges from any psychologist I sit with. Any psychologist, you dumb fucking, I know, but any way that word to come out your mouth to influence something else makes you look like a pedophile. Funny part in what you did in the process of targeting. Nobody's jealous of you. And what at what point in manipulation when they thought they could intend to kill and target the way they did like they did for crack war? Like they started with crack wars who lie about everything. So entertaining to those of Bear Kenjo. So entertaining. Tell the cop that got hit in the face by an inmate that you're stalking my family. Tell the psychiatrist from mental health that you're stalking me and my family. I'm trying to force sex. Stalking rape victims. Can't feel set up, you stupid fool, because you got caught, faggot. You got caught, faggot. Trying to force prostitution. And I don't care about a fucking cop. Copper. I don't say copper. And the Hernandez says, you aren't bold, bitch. You don't know what the fuck bold is. To ever fucking try to think you're going to be something, make these people seem like something. You don't get in my face, you dumb bitch. I'm going to teach an American lesson. On a deportable crime list. Stalking. Stalking me. And there's innocent people there. You're not innocent. People don't get in my face, bitch. You look like a prostitute. You look like a prostitute. None of us do. None of us. And I know the truth of how sloppily made you are. We're not. You wanted to mock everything. They mock everything from the military. That's funny, because you know millions of people around the world are the same fucking thing, but we're not Mexican, we're not from Mexico. Can't play victim, stupid bitches. That's the dogs of the fucking world. My family's not. Targeting my time in the service. I'm gonna find more people I served with. And I still talk to them. You wish you could mock my time in service because they want to explain their time in prison. How they can have sex crack mouth to crack mouth. How they can have sex crack mouth to crack vagina. How they can have sex with diseased vaginas with everybody. Diseased vagina. And think they're proud in Bear County. To set up the rape of your kids. The rape of your kids. We're not the ones unfit for society because they think they look like they're fit. They're fucking gross ass, ugly ass people. No matter what the fuck they look. And they're trashy ass families. You can't say shit to any of us. You aren't going to be wanted by us. You never are and you never were shit in this world. You were never shit. Ever. You're always been a criminal. That's how you grow up. Nobody's going to ask you. They thought they were going to get attention. You're not scary. You look fucking dumb. They're trashy people. Go to prison correction. Go to prison. You're trying to target because you're gossiping about somebody from Bear County. I'm from Bear County Joe. These are a lot of people that have been there once. A lot of people. You own no one. You owe no one getting in for people who have sex with their brother and sister. I don't know you. People, you're dummies. I know people all around the world explaining it. You won't be.
And that's if that's what you expected to be, what you are. Nobody has a movement of criminal negligence. You're criminally negligent a bar, and I'm innocent. Are you stupid? People like me sue all the time everywhere. Me. Not criminally negligent people. You look stupid. And contact more people. And on my YouTube, I saw him as Yale University. He's some of the most highly intelligent people in the world. You don't exploit me. You don't exploit me. To kill me in mental health as a veteran. To be exploited, violating all victims' rights. To want to kill for crack whores. Crack whore. To set up the rape of kids. To try, when they get caught, to then try to have me targeted to murder. Planning my murder. Planning it. Are you fucking dumb? And your stupid crackheads and your fucking faggots couldn't be around straight women requesting information or talking to us about why we like men. Or like, why do we date men? These people are so sick, you don't force women gay. You're fucking disgusting. You're disgusting. And we're people who don't go to prison. You go to prison. Like another one who they threatened to rape, she ended up married to a soldier. Luckily, got saved, never got put in jail for anything, any mental health. You're targeting in a way you think you shame me. Her husband's black, too, but she's from San Antonio. What have you done to me versus her? You look stupid again. Another criminal relationship. What have you done to me instead of them? Me. I think you teach examples. I reported all your trash. There ain't no us. Bitch, I had Walter. Reported to the court because they've been reported before. Didn't use people. Somebody on 20 meds wouldn't be with you. Somebody on 1 med wouldn't be with you. They're fucking nasty, dirty ass people. You're dirty. You look stupid. Nobody make, you can't make anybody want you like you couldn't make that other person want you. Who's married to a black soldier now? A black soldier. Hispanic from San Antonio. But look, again, and again, you look dumb. There's no welcome to San Antonio, you dumb fuck. I don't need your permission for shit. Everything you do, what you do, makes you look like the sickest fucking sexual sociopath in the world. Nothing of what you are makes you anything. Everything what you are around me, mental health, makes you look sick. Because with my own people, I'm just fine. And you don't matter. You're trying to make somebody look so mentally unstable, having premeditated years in advance for people who are not good enough to know, to make me seem that way. To make children. Children, they don't have children at birth, and their children fucking taken away. Because they're the trashiest junkies in the world with their whole families and who are heroin addicts in prison or crack addicts or whatever the fuck they are. None of our families are. Of course, none of our families. None of them. Targeting your money anymore. Yeah, you and the fact that you thought you were going to give them, you know, use my, you're stupid. You know, I was in the military, secret clear. Yeah, you couldn't use me. I'm not Mexican. I'm not anything to you. You couldn't use me a day in your life. Nobody cares about Mexicans. Mexico, you're criminally negligent. A bar, you go to jail. You couldn't sue a goddamn soul. And I've studied dram shop law very closely. Many attorneys. Many explanations of everything. So emails, I'm not worried about. It just shows the point of exactly how they manipulate what they manipulate for people who think they're so highly smart in ways that they can't even prove a fucking word that comes out their mouth. And anything that is well studied other than manipulation is a well studied, acquired personality is a criminal, not from studying. Because I know what I know. You're fucking dumb in Bexar County. You have no lessons to fucking teach. A sheriff that was never thought of, but kind of medals and don't give a fuck you have. Some poor insubordinate behavior. Shut the fuck up, you stupid bitch. Trying to get in for the trashiest people alive.
And in public, they look so trashy and ain't worth picture. They're just not worth pictures to document. You're the dumbest shit in the fucking world that gets in for the people you fuck for your cops. And then there's other. Who you were before cop. Then there's others. And nobody's scared of you. You're not meant to know me. You know how hard is that? End of story. My life moves completely on. And I can prove it. I'm not this that you think I am. I can prove it. And then after you drug people to rape them. There's so many more. You get people drunk to rape them. You try to get people on medication to have sex with you. They're fucking the lowlifes of the world. They think they have arrogance and confidence. You're sickly fucking dumb. You're not some Hollywood star. You want to go, all you crackheads that have sex, crack mouth, crack mouth, go start a YouTube. All you heroin addict junkies, dripping Hep C, go start a YouTube. Because that's who they're jealous of and they never have been. You know, their aspiration in life. Yeah, but those people are causing the rape of children. So you were never once them with your whole family fucking junkies. Trying to take advantage of victims and victim family. You don't claim anything. You can't say snitch. Go sit on YouTube. People think they're superstars in the way that they act when they're not associated to things that don't matter to them. And they would never matter to you. Because you don't matter to us. Go act bold. Start a YouTube, Facebook, and podcast. And put it all around the world. And then the government, don't mock me. 10-10-20. You know, if I'm going to Sugar's requesting a veteran victim statement for PTSD for court, and as soon as I said it, he's like, yeah, I know what that is. And I'm a victim. We are not the same people. And you don't mock me. So there are more people just like me as a veteran. He said a victim statement for PTSD. I know that. He said, but you can write it. And then I'm a paralegal, so I can write it. Because you're never going to exploit me in things that don't define me in ways and places I've been taken advantage of. And if he knows what it is, they're okay with that because I don't belong there. I never did. And I'm a paralegal, a veteran, a mom, a security guard, you know, getting ready for American Military University anyways after a civil affairs investigation. Because the way you are and what you talk, but no matter what you claim, trying to make me seem sloppy, like a child brainwashed for sex, forced prostitution, human trafficking, and that of other people I know associated to those places, in ways that I know people have been raped from those places. And I'm a rape victim. You don't take advantage of me. I'm aborting you. I don't ever fucking love you. Everywhere for veterans and military. I never will fucking love you. My daughter will never love you. You rapist, pedophile. Cops owe me shit from Bear County. Your attorneys did this correction. Trying to force someone to fuck you. To have sex with a criminal. To like them. All turn the fuck in. Me and my daughter are prostitutes. Reporting it. Soldier, you're stupid, motherfucker. You know nothing about a veteran, military, anything. Neither does Bear County cops. Neither do attorneys. Attempted murder. Not your fucking case, you sickly son of a bitch. So fuck you. I already wrote fucking Allied Universal. I'll sue. I'll fucking press charges for sexual trauma. Because I didn't remember everything. You don't fucking touch me. And these people don't fucking matter. Ex-boyfriend, a veteran. Quit targeting me, son of a bitch. No one had a right to do shit to me. Me, a veteran. Like many more veterans. I'm so sick. Get the fuck off my head. I don't give a fuck about Bear County. I don't have to, you son of a bitch. And your trash is trying to sue TDC. You're trash. No one's jealous. Because of every reference that I make, you're some of the most shameful people to live this earth. Not me. Shameful. You're shameful fucking people. Shameful. The shameful shit of the world. And you lie about everything they kill me with. everything. A bunch of fucking uneducated, ignorant, illiterate, lowlife. And the whole world's the same. But we're not stupid like you. You're stupid fucking people. And I'm not a child. I'm not your people. I'm not your fucking race, religion. I'm not anything. I'm not your fucking... I didn't grow up here, bitch. I don't have to. So I'm going to look up who else has sued you. Because they don't have to be like your trash. They don't have to help your trash, know your trash. You can't know me anyways, you convicted felon. You're fucking criminals. You're jail. You're cops. Feeling so justified. I don't get fucking targeted for you fucking lowlifes. You don't have justification. Nothing's about you, you son of a bitch. You plan no future of mine. Nothing's a lie about you, son of a bitch, for crack whore. Stay the fuck away from me. I don't get retaliated to kill in a case that's not your... I wrote TABC. Texas alcoholic. Or... I wrote... I don't get targeted, you son of a bitch. I don't get murdered. I wrote TABC. And I'm not shit to the fucking Hernandez. I'm... Motherfucker! We're not shit... And I told them they're from fucking Mexico. Mexico. And soldiers don't get killed. Or retaliated. And I'm not shit to the fucking Hernandez. You don't have shit to do to me, you son of a bitch. You're so fucking sick in the fucking head. Sick in the fucking head. You don't have shit to have done to me, you son of a bitch. Go to jail. Go to jail! I don't need your permission to be with veterans either. Anything. I don't have to shut the fuck up ever. All kinds of military all over the fucking world you couldn't exploit. Who sue or who do or anything, especially mental health and disability. You look like fucking cowards. And then to set up the rape of a child. And I'm not shit to the fucking Hernandezes. We're not the same race. We're not the same anything. And you don't do shit to soldiers. You son of a bitch. Like, we don't suffer for no one. No fucking body. You don't tell me I can't be arrogant and confident. You don't exploit a paralegal doing her own case. With no legal counsel and no victim advocate. From fucking day one. An obstruction of justice. In an investigation where you're criminally negligent, intoxicated. And I'm an innocent victim who's at home, a third party. You don't get to fuck with someone like me. There's many people with trauma. Many people. You can't exploit. Because you're fucking proud of your sickly trauma. Your county's fucking sick. You're sickly. And I'm a shit to you. I'm still a veteran. A veteran. Not a hood rat. Not a junkie. Not a crack whore. Not a crack pipe addict. Not a heroin addict. Not a drug dealer, gang member, prostitute, or human trafficker. Nobody should have felt so justified to want to fucking do shit to me. You look fucking stupid. And let me report Blue Bonnet Palace to TBC. Let me report you, son of a bitch. This is a different kind of lawsuit. Try to claim mental health. Don't ever fuck with me. Ever. Nothing should be fucking done to me. I owe you nothing. Cowards take advantage of women veterans. Insecurity. Think you exploit me with crack whores. With crack whores. In a case that's not yours. You don't exploit me. I don't give a fuck about Mexico. You trashy ass fucking people. Trashy fucking people. Trashy to rape a child. San Antonio TDC agreed to rape a child. To rape a child.